Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There is a passage in The Return of the King by J.R.R. Tolkien. During the segment of the Battle of Pelennor Fields, when the great leader Aragorn is walking amongst his dismayed troops, many of whom are ripped and torn by the rages of battle, and he begins to do something unexpected. As he walks among them, by the laying on of his hands, he begins to heal them. And though this is done quietly and without fanfare, these near-exhausted warriors were newly heartened. Why? Because they saw in these acts of healing a sign that their true king, their long-expected one, was among them. And they knew that no matter how dark and vicious it was on the battlefield, that with their king in their midst, finally there was hope. For many generations there had been little hope. For in this great epic tale, the white city of Gondor had for long been ruled under the stewardship of a mad despot, one who would kill his own sons with bloodlust and greed for fame. But now that Aragorn was in their midst and was manifested to all as the true king, there was an epiphany. For they knew that no matter how much blood was shed on the battlefield, that this was a turning point, that this was the darkness before the dawn when things would become refreshed. They knew that at this point onward, the world was different. They knew that with their new king amongst them, not only would they have victory over their enemies, but that he would also usher in a new reign of peace. He would inaugurate an era of civilization such as had never been seen before. And of course, if you know the story, it ends with a magnificent wedding, and the white tree blooms once again. There is a passage in John's first epistle in which he says that the reason the Son of God came was in order to destroy the works of the devil. It is apparent to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear that the world in which we live and this present order of things which we inhabit is in fact subjugated by the evil one. In a very real sense, the devil is the lord of this world. He is the despot, the mad despot. C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity talks about these two realms and these two worlds, and he says on the one side you've got a realm of peace and order and joy and knowledge and strength, but on the other side you've got a realm of madness and idiocy and rage and hatred and loneliness. But sometimes it's difficult for us to see it that clearly. When you've lived your whole life in the darkness, it is difficult to conceive of light. Plato tells a story of a man who grew up living in a cave, who'd never seen the surface, who'd never viewed the sun, who had no first experience with trees or flowers or grass, but living in this cave where there was just the only light was a flickering fire, all he knew were shadows, and for him that was the sum total of reality. That's all that mattered. That's all that there was this world of shadow and flicker and darkness and damp. But then he has the opportunity in this story to emerge from the ground and to come into the sunlight and to see the world for the first time in the brightness of day. but it's painful and it hurts. And he prefers instead to hunker down into the darkness, for he doesn't know what to make of the colors. Life in Christ is like that. It is difficult to come out of this demonic darkness and world of flickering shadow, and there is pain and suffering walking with Christ at times, to deny oneself and to take up our cross and follow him. But it is a life filled with color and warmth nonetheless. A few years ago, a film came out called Pleasantville, where sort of a little fantasy story of a fantasy town, and all the people in Pleasantville were very pleasant. Things were fine. But everything was in black and white. Everything was in, you know, I'm not too young to recall actual black and white televisions that did not have the capacity to show you color at all. Some of the young people here may not even believe me there, but there was a time when televisions did not come in color. And you can be satisfied with that until you view, for the first time, high definition, vivid, bursting color. And in this film, Pleasantville, some strangers come into this black and white world and upset the pleasantness by introducing brilliancy and a multi-chromatic feast. And at first people are afraid, but then they begin to grow and mature and experience life as they had never would have imagined. Under the grip of the evil one, this world promises you much pleasantness, much comfort, much happiness, much joy, but it is emptiness and cold and darkness, especially in contrast to the brilliancy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in fact came into this world not merely as a prophet, not merely as a great moral teacher, not merely as a guide or guru, but one who would elevate humanity by becoming man. And through his death and glorious resurrection, the clutches of the evil one on you have been loosed. And you now with me are entering a new creation, one which bursts with light and joy and visions of loveliness which previously could not even be imagined. In Jesus' name, amen.